The holes in Alaskan history can be filled by a unique acquisition by the archives of Rasmussen Library. Microfilm copies of more than 11,000 pages of Russian manuscripts have been acquired. More than 99% of the information in the film is new to Western scholars. It's never been previously released by the Soviets. According to Dr. Marvin Falk, UAF curator of rare books, the materials, known as the Shure Collection, will be invaluable.
I think it's an extremely valuable collection because there are a number of Russian-American materials just now becoming available. The Russian Church Collection at the Library of Congress, the collection at St. Herman's Seminary in Kodiak, and several other smaller collections. This closes a number of gaps and fits in well. I think that from this point on, any researcher working with Russian-American materials will have a lot of material that hasn't been exploited before to work with.
The collection was gathered in the Soviet Union by Dr. Leonid Shure.
Dr. Shure worked as a specialist on Alaska and Russian Latin American relations in the Soviet Union for a number of years. He worked, as his last position was with the All-Union Bureau of Ethnology. He emigrated to Israel and then to France, where he...
When Shure left the Soviet Union, he was allowed to take his personal papers and the microfilms with him. The accumulated collection represented years of work at archives throughout the Soviet Union. Many of the archives are unavailable to Westerners because they are in cities which are off-limits to non-Soviets. The collection has many unique materials.
It has a lot of material dealing with the ethnology of Alaska, with the administration of the Russian-American Company, and with observations of early explorations of Alaska. And these things have not been used up to now, except by a few Soviet scholars.
Much of the material is from original expeditions of exploration into Alaskan regions. Recorded are truly some of the first impressions by Westerners.
We have some paintings, reproductions of some paintings done by traveling artists with Russian expeditions. We have manuscript notes taken on expeditions within Alaska. We have a number of things written by people such as Klebnikov, who was in essence the managing director of the Russian American Company, although not the governor himself. And these materials generally reflect a trained observer's viewpoint of the then new
Alaska. Rasmussen Library has completed preliminary cataloging of the contents of the microfilm. It is planning an ongoing translation program to make the information more readily accessible to researchers. The translations will include explanatory footnotes to provide insight into the meaning of the work. It has taken almost a year to prepare the material so that it can be used.
The material originally came in the form of about 300 pieces of microfilm. Most of them curled rather tightly and wrapped in tissue paper. This is the way that they came out of the Soviet Union as part of the baggage of Dr. Shure. A lot of this film was pretty brittle, but the images are good. So over a period of time, we put them in order and spliced them together. They then were duplicated by Mario Grassi of the Geophysical Institute, who did a superb job in protecting the original. And now we have three copies of the microfilm, one to use as a master in case any other duplicates need to be made, one which will be a working copy here, and another which has gone back to Dr. Shure for his use in producing a very specific and well-designed copy.
Dr. Marvin Falk is curator of rare books for the Rasmussen Library at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. For the U.S. Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Lake. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC FM.